A storm is tracking southeast of Long Island this afternoon, and it's heading to the east. That's the storm that brought steady rain to our southern areas last night through this morning. That steady rain has pushed off to the east, though there are still a few showers left behind this afternoon. Now, at the same time, as that storm moves away, we're seeing some drier air filter in from the west. So for some of us, we're seeing some nice breaks of sunshine as we move through the late afternoon. And the biggest advice is to enjoy any little sun that you see, because overall, this gray pattern will continue as we work through the rest of the work week. The weather pattern is slow to move. That means our weather is slow to change. The jet stream basically is locked in place, and that's what controls our weather. So when the jet doesn't move very far, things kind of stay the same, and that's going to be the theme of the week. And we are going to be parked under an upper-level area of low pressure. It's a pool of cool air aloft, and that's going to keep things on the gloomy side as we work through the next several days. And from time to time, there is the chance for some wet weather. Now, that doesn't mean that it's going to rain the entire time over the next several days, but showers will be likely from time to time, so you'll need those umbrellas handy as we go through the week. And it also doesn't mean that there won't be some breaks of sunshine from time to time, but by and large, clouds will tend to dominate the weather picture as we go through the next several days. There are signs that this pattern will begin to slowly break down by late this week into the weekend, and if that does occur, then we'll start to see a warming trend even on Friday, and then some areas could make it close to 70 on Saturday, but we're going to have to see just how quickly this pattern does break down, because sometimes these slow-moving patterns tend to kind of linger a little bit longer than what we expect. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-40s. And for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-40s. And for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, high in the upper 50s to around 60. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, areas of fog, low in the middle to upper 40s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, high in the upper 50s to around 60. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, areas of fog, low in the lower to middle 40s. And for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, high in the upper 50s to around 60. Region-wide on Thursday, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, high in the upper 50s to lower 60s. And on Friday, a mix of clouds and sun with a chance of showers and highs in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.